You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A national state of emergency was declared this morning, and this has happened only twice before in New Zealand during the Christchurch earthquakes and the COVID-19 pandemic. This announcement reflects the devastating impacts that Cyclone Gabrielle is having throughout the North Island. To get a sense of what's driving Gabrielle and what makes it such an unprecedented weather event, I talked to Dorky Stone, climate scientist at NIWA. To begin, I ask exactly what the term cyclone means and how it differs from a tropical cyclone.
So tropical cyclones are basically, you get these areas of very warm water in the tropics and the or subtropics, and the they start forming these big thunderstorms, and they kind of self-organize themselves into this swirling maelstrom. And so that's kind of a tropical cyclone. You get this organization of a whole pile of thunderstorms into this big, powerful system. The sort of cyclones we get, say, that come up from the Southern Ocean here, they're a different thing. They're more large-scale structures that have developed as large-scale structures. So they're not really, it's kind of not a bottom-up organization as such. And they don't depend on warm waters necessarily to drive them. So what happens when a tropical cyclone comes towards New Zealand, the water is getting cooler as it comes further south, and it can no longer support all the thunderstorm activity. So it kind of it starts losing all of that force that was getting it into this organized system before. However, it's still this massive thing that's rotating and so on, and so it transitions into what we normally call a cyclone. But it's a very particular kind of one because it's still very warm air and it's bringing in lots of moisture from the tropics. So it's a bit different. And there are lots of features of it that still look very much like a tropical cyclone.
And we've heard different levels of intensity. I understand it was downgraded at some point from 3 to 2 or something like that. Could you explain what that means and how much of an impact that has?
So tropical cyclones, there's a common scale called the Saffir-Simpson scale that measures how strong they are. And it basically measures the strength of the winds near the core a lot. And you have the eye of the hurricane, and just around in the eye wall, you have the strongest winds. So it's measuring the intensity of those winds. And so category one is basically upgraded from a tropical storm into a tropical cyclone, as it's called. And I can't remember exactly, it's over 100, something like 115 kilometers an hour, I think. I can't remember offhand. Once the winds reach that strength, sustained, it becomes a category one, and then a little while later it's category two, and a little more intense three, all the way live. There are some, according to the way these categories have made, there actually have been a few storms recently around the world that could have been listed as a category six if someone had bothered to create one, just if you look at the step between these. So it's kind of an open-ended scale, I suppose, in that sense. With Gabrielle, it had built up to a category three, which is getting into a pretty strong, on the strong end. Not many get to that stage. But as it started coming south, I think around when it was just before it hit Norfolk Island, I think it started coming over cooler water and couldn't quite sustain that intensity. So it started coming back down, weakening.
How is Cyclone Gabrielle impacted by La Nina? And is this all sort of related to the flooding in the North Island about a fortnight ago?
La Nina creates warmer water in the, it is basically a big pool of warmer water than usual in the Western Pacific, so around Indonesia. So Gabrielle formed a little further south, but you still have an effect where the water's been warming up there as well. But because it's such a large area that's extremely warm water, you get a lot of thunderstorm activity there, which actually just pushes air outwards and changes the way the winds are blowing in the area. And one of the big effects it has, for New Zealand anyway, is that it tends to pump, the effect is basically to pump some warm tropical and therefore wet air south towards New Zealand. Events that we've been having over the past month or so, hitting the top of the North Island, have been kind of the classical, what you would expect from a La Nina event, but probably much more intense than we normally expect. It's a bit harder to say with a tropical cyclone. It's very unusual for one to make its way down here, but I think it's feeding off of that moisture that's been funneled down by La Nina. It's feeding off the warm waters that kind of in the Coral Sea and that have been pushed, kind of the general warming that's been happening with the La Nina event on this side of the Pacific. So I think it is broadly consistent with what we've been having lately.
And the really essential question for many, what do we know about the impacts of climate change on events like this? Are they becoming stronger or more common?
So there are two parts to that. You got it there. In terms of being stronger, it's pretty clear that climate change will make tropical cyclones stronger. You're getting warmer water in the tropics, which means those thunderstorms that self-organize can be that much more intense. And so that will make the winds that much more intense. At the same time, the atmosphere is getting warmer and can hold more moisture. Warmer air can hold more water. And when that comes and hits a mountain range, as it does in New Zealand, and starts dumping all of that water, you're going to get more rain. The question of whether there'll be the same number of them or not, and where they're going to go as well, is a much harder one for us to figure out. It appears actually that there may be fewer of them under climate change as we head towards the future, but the ones that do occur will tend to get more intense. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, if you will.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.